News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Good morning from Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5. Ascension Technologies text line is 251-343-0106. Also, if you want to turn up your own voice to us, you can do it that way, too. Happy to hear what you've got to say today. We've got a number of things we're going to do. Back side of the hour, we'll talk with Jeff Poore to get ready for his show.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, we've got a number of things that we wanted to roll on out there. And I guess first things first is failure at the polls for the GOP.
Yeah, so last night you had a the off-year elections. And while most states were not holding elections, you did have people headed to the polls in Mississippi, Virginia, Kentucky, also Ohio. And there may have been another state or two there that might have just been those four. One we were watching was, the state closest to us, and that's Mississippi. As you would think, with as heavy as Mississippi has voted Trump and other Republicans over the years, that it wouldn't have really been a contest going in with Mississippi Republican Governor Tate Reeves looking for re-election. But the chatter started pretty early. I remember months ago us on Mobile Mornings talking about Reeves' challenger and Democrat Brandon Presley, and probably most known for being the second cousin of Elvis Presley. But there were people who legitimately were saying that they thought Presley had a good chance at taking over the governorship and winning the election last night. That ended up not being the case. Presley conceded fairly early. Now, I guess there were some problems at some of the polls. They had to keep them open an extra hour, so a later call than they would have expected. But by the time Presley conceded, Reeves had 52.3% of the vote, and Presley had just under 46% of the vote. But there was a lot of outside money that came in for Presley. He had a bigger campaign chest to pull money from, $11 million raised since January, compared to Reeves' $6.2 million haul. But in the end, it didn't really matter. Reeves ends up winning. And that was one of the very few wins Republicans had last night. And it'll be interesting to hear from Jeff later this hour, but also Sean, if he discusses it on Midday Mobile. What does last night overall mean going forward for Republicans? Because Reeves won. That was a Republican win. But you look at these other elections. In Kentucky, this was another gubernatorial race that pollsters were saying was really close, and that ended up not being the case. Kentucky Democrat Governor Andy Beshear won re-election. He beat his opponent and State Attorney General Daniel Cameron. And there's some discussion about who's at fault for that loss, because you had a lot of outside money coming in to back the Republican in this race, Cameron. You had Mitch McConnell's PAC. I think people over the years have been calling Cameron Mitch McConnell's protege, of course, with McConnell's ties to Kentucky. Right?
Yeah, sure.
But also Trump endorsed Cameron going into the race.
Yeah, so Cameron, when he won the primary, he was outwardly thankful to Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, last night, you may have missed this, and I guess he tweeted he was also on CNN, Chris Christie. Of course, is he in the debate tonight?
Is he
still
is.
Hanging around?
Yes, Christie
okay.
will be in the debate.
Okay. Anyway, he said, Trump-endorsed candidate Daniel Cameron loses the governor's race in deep red Kentucky. Another loss for Trump. The losing will only end for Republicans if we rid ourselves of Donald Trump. Okay, he's been beating that drum for a while. There may be some truth to it, but anyway, Cameron attributed his victory in the Republican primary to Trump. The Trump culture, he was quoted back then, his victory speech, the Trump culture of winning is alive and well in Kentucky. This is really odd. Talk about things that don't measure up. Trump won by 25 points
mm-hmm.
in 2020 in Kentucky. And they have elected overwhelmingly a Democrat governor.
It looks like it's split, basically, the blame going around for last night's losses. And we'll get into some more of the Democrat wins last night. But they're splitting the blame. Some people say it's all Trump, that Trump is still the reason that Republicans are losing not just not just on ballots where there are candidates, but also on policy positions. They're blaming Trump.
It's like Belichick. Then, Belichick is Belichick, and then all of his coaches go off and
then they're not able to.
And they're yeah. terrible. They don't win any games. They all get fired. So, all of Belichick's assistants that have tried to do it
the
as
Trump
well.
Way. Yeah. I gotcha. And so some people are blaming Trump, and then others are saying this is still all about abortion, and that it's been proven not only last night, but in the 2022 elections, that there are people who maybe normally wouldn't go out to vote, who are emboldened to go vote because of abortion being on the ballot.
Happened in Ohio.
It happened in Ohio last night for sure. Let's see. One guy on Twitter who is he's definitely a Trump guy, Raheem Kassam, who writes for, the National Pulse. He basically said Youngkin and McConnell candidates fail as DeSantis world bizarrely blames Trump. Now, his article on where things went wrong last night, let me read part of this to you. Democrats have regained full control. That's the other loss last night for Republicans. You have Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin in Virginia, who people were floating as a possible presidential candidate. Mm-hmm. They're even, over the last couple months, saying he might jump in late. He's so well-liked in Virginia. And he's well-liked, but not enough, because the Democrats not only kept the Senate, the state Senate in Virginia.
They got the House.
They flipped the House, too. Yeah. So this Raheem Kassam writes, Democrats have regained full control of the Virginia General Assembly, and they blow to Governor Glenn Youngkin, who poured millions of dollars into securing the legislature for his final 2 years in office. And Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell also saw his Kentucky governor candidate, Daniel Cameron, lose to Democrat Andy Beshear. He said anti-Trumpers within the GOP ranks have rushed to somehow blame Trump for the GOP's pitiful displays on Wednesday, including an abortion rights blowout in Ohio. That was the other big loss for Republican policies last night. Ohio passed a pro-abortion amendment and legalized recreational marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
But this Kassam, who again is a Trump guy, he said Trump's endorsement of Cameron was a last-ditch attempt to save a struggling GOP campaign that has been stymied by its establishment backers, including recent DeSantis endorser Kim Reynolds, you know, the governor of Iowa, who mm-hmm. went out and stumped for DeSantis this week. And Reynolds, also head of the Republican Governors Association. Kassam said she failed to campaign or even mention Cameron's race once, instead preoccupied with campaigning with DeSantis across Iowa. He said Youngkin, who many had tipped to enter the presidential race if his slate of candidates did well on Thursday, is also a client of DeSantis's chief strategist, Jeff Rowe, which is likely why the Florida governor's online operation has been told to trash Trump on the back of last night rather than have the limelight aimed at Rowe and his network. He said the Democratic Party not only maintained its slim majority in Virginia's state Senate, but also seized the House. So he's saying that what you're seeing here, he's putting the blame on Youngkin and McConnell-backed candidates running basically a DeSantis-style campaign.
Was Cameron a McConnell candidate, or is Cameron a Trump candidate?
Because
I'm hearing both names, and
they oppose each other,
but obviously.
They both backed him.
Publicly. And that's McConnell's state, and of course McConnell, he's got to have a lot of sway in that state.
And he's got a lot of money, too. And he put a lot of that money behind Cameron. And so did the other senator from Kentucky, Rand Paul, who's definitely not in line with McConnell.
No.
So it seemed like it was kind of an all-out effort from Republicans to push Cameron across the finish line.
Cameron's an African-American.
Mm-hmm.
He was the Attorney General. So when they had, they kind of kept the lid on things when they had a terrible shooting in Louisville where they entered the wrong apartment. And
yeah, that was chaotic, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it was could have been very chaotic in the state of Kentucky. He was he kept his calm and was able to kind of keep things, relatively, I guess you would say, under wraps. So Cameron loses to Beshear. Abortion rights in Ohio. Marijuana is legal in Ohio now, right? Democrats maintain majorities in New Jersey. They won outright now both majorities in Virginia. It's kind of, it's hard to, again.
And
obviously in Virginia, you've got very different parts of the state, because from D.C., when you're standing, when you're in D.C., you can look to the west and you can see the Appalachian Mountains. They're that kind of close, or that visible, I should say. And they're in line. That's the state. You have the power brokers in Virginia around Washington, all mostly Democrats, right? Mm-hmm. And then you've got a good bit of the rural part of the state of Virginia that would be Republicans,
Trump,
no matter what.
Red, for sure.
Yeah.
And so you would think with the numbers that have been coming in for the president, Joe Biden, a Democrat, whose head is way underwater in approval polls, that would affect the Democrats' numbers. If the Republicans are blaming Trump for the Republicans not performing well, would the Democrats have blamed Biden for Democrats not performing well? I don't think so. I think that, in my opinion, Democrats have done such a good job of making abortion the issue.
The issue, right.
And it worked in 2022.
It did.
I was thinking, you know, no way this will still be a big issue and as big an issue in 2024.
Looks like it's lingering.
Last night, yeah. And these candidates that won, including Beshear, you know, that was part of their policy, was they continued to tell people that Republicans are trying to take away their rights and have control over their bodies.
Yep.
And isn't it interesting, though, that when the Supreme Court made that decision, which was, it came at a terrible time, right? It came just before those midterms.
It was also leaked. So there was this.
And it was leaked.
And we've never gotten. Was the leaker the same guy that left the cocaine at the White House? Because we don't know who either one is.
We don't know. No. But remember, that was the end of the world for people.
Yeah.
They said, can you believe they did this? This is setting back America hundreds of years. And what's happened since then? State after state has installed the right to an abortion into their state's constitution, just like you saw with Ohio last night. So it's, you know, they're letting states vote and decide what their abortion policy is. Would love to hear from you guys on the text line and phone line, 251-343-0106. First, who do you blame, if anyone, for last night and the Republicans' poor showing
across
the country?
Right? Who or what?
And secondly, is that a picture of what might happen next year when many, many more states, and you have so many congressional races, especially in purple states, that are going to be tight? Is this something that's going to happen next year? Because if it does, you could be looking at not only a Democrat president, maybe another time that the Democrats control the House, and if they hold the Senate. If things go next year like they did last night, that is certainly a possibility.
Republicans, they got to huddle up, man. I mean,
does Ronna McDaniel deserve some blame for this?
Yeah,
I mean, she is the head of the RNC. I mean, tonight, another misstep, I would call it, before it even happens. You've got this GOP Republican primary debate for president, and it's on NBC. Lester Holt is going to, I have no idea what the Republican leadership is doing. It makes no sense the way they're running some of these campaigns.
I'd like to hear that explanation. I'd like to Ronna McDaniel or somebody say, yeah, I know it looks counterintuitive, but here's why we went with NBC. There has to be some strategy there, or some thinking. If we don't get it right away, maybe it could be explained to us. I don't know. And I think also in Pennsylvania, the Democrats increased their Supreme Court majority as well.
That was on the ballot last
night.
So
there you go.
And they played a major role in the voting laws in the state of Pennsylvania.
Yep.
Remember, going into 2020.
Oh, yeah. COVID, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 19 after 8, Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5.
And coming back, we'll read through some texts. We have plenty to get to. And also at the bottom of the hour, Mark Ingram with Baldwin EMC. They have a blood drive. They do it every year, I think maybe twice a year. He's going to talk about that with us coming up in about 15 minutes.
Don't sacrifice the quality of the meat you feed your family. Experience the difference with locally harvested and processed beef from locally owned Mason Hills Farm in Mobile. Make your order today at MasonHillsFarm.com. MasonHillsFarm.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect fog this morning, then becoming partly cloudy with highs in the lower 80s. Tonight, areas of fog with lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, morning fog, then becoming partly cloudy with afternoon temperatures around 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Tulani, WKRG News 5. Tate Reeves has been re-elected as governor of Mississippi. Reeves defeated Democrat Brandon Presley with 52% of the vote. Republicans have held the Mississippi governorship for the past 20 years. Alabama voters will go to the polls in 4 months for the state's presidential primary election. Alabama is one of more than a dozen states that participate in Super Tuesday on March 5th. Political experts expect Republican presidential candidates to visit Alabama on the campaign trail. More than $1 million in federal community grants are headed to towns in southwest Alabama. $500,000 will go to Atmore for storm drainage improvements. Another $500,000 will replace old sewer lines and manholes in Loxley. Grove Hill will get $400,000 to help resurface streets. And the Supreme Court heard arguments in a high-stakes case that pits gun rights against a federal law that seeks to protect victims of domestic violence. A decision in that case is not expected until June. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Tulani.
Join Baldwin EMC as we celebrate the power of giving with a blood drive and veterans donation drive Thursday, November 9th at our Summerdale location. Let's come together and give to those who need us most by donating blood for Life South Community Blood Center and local hospitals. And let's help our veterans by donating snacks, clothing, and other items for the William F. Green Veterans Home in Bay Minette, Alabama. Be a hero, help a hero with the power of giving. Visit BaldwinEMC.com for more information.
This tip for the outdoorsman is brought to you by SunSouth, your source for quality John Deere equipment with 21 locations, including Tanner Williams Road in Mobile and Highway 59 in Foley. SunSouth, equipment for those that do.
Most bass anglers don't need to think about tides, but in a vast estuary system like we have here in South Alabama, tides affect everything. Like other water movements, tides position bass by creating currents. Unlike in a river, tidal currents change direction throughout the day. To get out of the current, bass typically lurk behind stumps or fallen logs or other current breaks. Now, the bass might hold on one side of a fallen tree in the morning when the tide goes out, but shift to the other side in the afternoon when the tide comes back in. And many tidal systems like the Mobile Tensaw Delta, anglers might catch bass and several salty species like redfish all at the same time on the same baits without moving. I hope you lip a lunker. This is John Felsher with your Outdoors Tip, brought to you by FM Talk 106.5.
It's year-end sales event time at SunSouth. Get exceptional offers on quality John Deere equipment, including available 0% financing for 72 months on popular models, including 1 Series, 3 Series, and even 5 Series tractors, along with a great selection of implements to meet your needs. Do more on your property with John Deere equipment from SunSouth, and save more during the year-end sales event. SunSouth, equipment for those that do.
Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Expires November 30th, 2023.
Listen each Sunday at noon for Coasting in Retirement with Josh Null, president of Gulf Coast Financial Advisors, discussing the right tips and tricks for you to achieve the retirement of your dreams. Sunday at noon on FM Talk 106.5.
From the All-In Credit Union Traffic Center, vehicle fire on the causeway right in front of Ralph and Cuckoo's, and it's fully engulfed and fire department's on the scene. Ziegler just west of Schillinger Road, they're wrapping up that accident with injuries. We look good across the Bayway in northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland. At Cart Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West in Theodore, they've got us covered for turkey season and the holidays with the best gas and electric carts from Yamaha and Star. They also service everything they sell. See them at CartDoctor.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Ascension Technologies text line 251-343-0106 at 825 Dan and Dalton, and we've got plenty to get to. Jason basically calling on the morality, calling out the morality of voters, not necessarily the leadership in the Republican Party. Okay.
Well, I saw a tweet. Somebody said maybe the 2010. The libertarians from back in the early 2010s were right that all Americans really want is the right to, the right to abortion, the right to grow their own weed, and protect their property with an AR-15. Like, you look at how votes go, and, I'm anti-abortion. I mean, no doubt about that. And where I fall on, what week it should be allowed. I mean, it's all such a difficult conversation. But I think at this point it should be clear, you know, despite what we want, what most of us listening here want, should be clear that Americans are going to go to the polls and vote for the right to have an abortion. Mm-hmm. And they'll vote for the candidates who say that. I mean, we've been through two straight elections now where I think that has been a main theme in these ballots. Gardner says conservatives stand no chance to win any more races in places controlled by Democrats. Another texter here. Where was the water main break at? That's Tony. I think is that a Atlanta voting reference County there? And another texter here. Do not discount the possibility of election fraud. And here's the deal on that. You know, I think there was a lot of election fraud in 2020, a bunch. But we are now 3 years, going on 4 years since that. And you look at the way Democrats in 2020 using COVID did the ballot harvesting. I mean, I just watched another video from CNN on Election Day in 2020 where they were doing this broadcast from outside of a drop-off vote booth. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And there was a woman dropping off like 50 ballots. Like clearly something was strange there.
This was yesterday?
No, this was from 2020's election. Okay. Showing.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is the Democrats and changing the rules in their states and allowing ballot harvesting and allowing the voting absentee voting to go on indefinitely. Yep. And forever. Republicans at this point should have had a counter to that. I mean, if you keep getting beat in a football game by a coach who is using the rules or, you know,
bending the rules,
finding a loophole.
Yeah.
And at this point, you know, the referees aren't going to call it. You still have to find a way to defend it or figure the Republicans. I don't know whether they need I do know they should have better strategies to do ballot harvesting of their own. They should be encouraging people to go out and vote absentee and vote early because the Democrats are going to do it.
Can't beat them, join them.
Exactly.
We've got you don't hear this might have been Jerry. No, I'm not sure. Anyway, you don't see the Democrats downplaying Joe Biden like the Republicans do with Trump. They blame Trump for everything, even Republican Democrats. Don't do that. Okay, so anyway.
Yeah, Joel texting that. Okay. And it doesn't, the blaming Trump for every single thing. I mean, how visible was Trump for these elections that were held last night? I didn't see him much. I mean, I do know he endorsed Reeves, who won. He endorsed Cameron late, who lost. It's not like he was campaigning, or I don't think he was in Ohio just before the votes where they legalized recreational marijuana and put abortion back in their state constitution.
We may look at all these Trump. He's on trial here, there. Okay, so we feel one way about all these things. Are there people out there that are, I don't know, independents that are like, you know, I kind of like Trump, but good God, he's on trial. Does that erode any Trump support at all? Many observers are saying
I think it's emboldened his support. Honestly, I think he's gained more voters through this than he's lost.
Yeah, okay, but
it's funny. I don't think we'll know until next year. I don't think these elections last night had anything to do with Trump being on trial.
And living in Ruby Red, Alabama, the opinion is one thing, but in other states, it's a little more diluted because you have a bigger Democratic presence in those states.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, just something to think about, you know. It's 8:30 FM Talk 106.5. Who's on the way now?
Oh, we got Mark Ingram, our guy from Baldwin EMC, a blood drive that we want to tell you about. They do great work for the community. So Mark Ingram coming up next.
USA News Update. The third GOP debate will take place tonight in Miami, Florida, as five of the six presidential candidates will take the stage. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, Ohio entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, and South Carolina Senator Tim Scott. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum did not meet the RNC's criteria. Former President Trump, the overwhelming favorite for the GOP, will not be participating. Elections took place in some locations across America yesterday. Kentucky Democrat Governor Andy Beshear has been reelected.
And folks, this wasn't my win. This was our victory. It was a victory that sends a loud, clear message. A message that candidates should run for something and not against someone.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-300-9ERC. That's 800-300-9ERC. 1-800-300-9ERC. Or visit Omega Tech.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect fog this morning, then becoming partly cloudy with highs in the lower 80s. Tonight, areas of fog with lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, morning fog, then becoming partly cloudy with afternoon temperatures around 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is the lunch rush at your local deli. Orders are flying in. Online, on the phone, and in person.
Order for Nick.
So is it possible that fast internet could help your business outrun the rush? It is with Comcast Business. Up-leveling your speed with gig speed Wi-Fi, powering all your devices, and fast downloads and uploads, powered by the next generation 10G network. With Comcast Business, next level speed isn't just possible, it's happening. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with fast speeds and advanced security for $49 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract. Plus, ask how to get a $600 prepaid card with a qualifying gig bundle. Call or go online to learn more. Ends 11-12-2023. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay. New 100 megabits per second internet and security edge customers only. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply. Gig Wi-Fi requires gig speed and compatible router.
Are you ready to feel pedals beneath your feet, the wind in your hair, and the power of an e-bike taking you for an exhilarating ride? If so, you need to make your way to Adventure Earth Bicycles. We have over 70 e-bikes in stock from the best e-bike manufacturers, Denago, Ufree, Aventon, and Magnum. We also service all makes of bicycles and e-bikes. So if you want a better e-bike and the best service, shop local with Adventure Earth Bicycles at the corner of Airport and Little Flower. Adventure Earth Bicycles, everything inside to get you outside.
With all the new products and options available for fasteners, Bayou Fasteners is always happy to offer help and guidance with your fastener applications and discuss your specific requirements. We'll provide you with a current and competitive quote, even if you're not ready to order. Let the Bayou boys help you screw it up the right way. Bayou Fasteners and Supply, Mobile area's fastener, abrasive, and industrial supplies expert. See us at our Saarland facility on Industrial Parkway or call today at 675-4893. That's 675-4893. Bayou Fasteners and Supply.
From the All-In Credit Union Traffic Center, now I-10 eastbound around a 32-mile marker right before you get to the Causeway exit. You've got an accident slowing up traffic quite a bit. And also, we've got the vehicle fire right by Ralph and Cuckoo's on the Causeway. Fire Department blocking part of the roadway there. Classic hits, cocktails, and craft beer options come alive every night at Mobile's Only Piano Bar, the Royal Street Tavern at the Battle House Hotel. Enjoy regional brews and handcrafted cocktails with the music of John David Anthony, the co-founder of Wet Willie, tonight. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 835 FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for listening to Mobile Mornings. Right now, it's time to talk with Louis Arata with McConnell Automotive. Hey, Louis.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, we're doing well, and some beautiful weather still. Warm, even in November, and you've got some great vehicles on the lot. I know folks can't see it from here, but it's going to get cold and hunting season. You got a bunch of good hunting trucks out there.
That's right. We've got some great deals on some half tons and three quarter tons. And you know what? If you have that unfortunate accident, don't forget, we got a great collision center back there, Thomas, and all the guys and the girls back there take care of all your insurance needs, and they do a first-class job back there. So if you have that unfortunate accident, call them back there, 251-476-4141. They'll do you a great job. And then if you get totaled out, check us online, McConnellAutomotive.com. We got a great selection of vehicles like out front. We got plenty of, like you said, hunting camp trucks. We got, like I said, half tons and three-quarter tons. Got some new trucks over there, and the strike's over with, so those are the newer ones will be coming in. So come on and check us out.
Yeah, and you guys make the entire process incredibly easy. We appreciate your time this morning, Louie.
Hey, thank y'all.
That's Louie Arata. You'll find him at McConnell Automotive on Dauphin Street, just east of I-65, and the website, McConnellAutomotive.com.
Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5 at 8:36. It's nice to talk to this fellow when the weather's fine and all the trees and lines are standing up straight and just doing just fine. It's Mark Ingram with the Baldwin EMC. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Hey, guys. Good morning. We like a beautiful day like today, don't we?
Don't we? Yeah.
Yeah.
So many times our conversations are in times when things are not so standard out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it's a good year when, Mark, the last time I was looking at my text, the last time we talked about business was January. You guys had sent some linemen out to Central Alabama after tornadoes. And since then, we've had a full hurricane season, and thankfully you haven't had to have the guys out and gals out working on the lines this year, and it's been a couple years. So, yeah, the weather's been nice.
Yeah, the weather has been, and it's always good when we can send mutual aid support and not have to have the mutual aid here, but right. We know the cavalry will come if we need them.
No doubt, and you guys are so helpful to the surrounding areas when something like that does happen, but something here that you've been doing for years now. I can't believe it. 18th annual Power of Giving Drive. This is going down tomorrow in Summerdale. Talk a little bit about this, what people should come out and do, and who they're helping.
Absolutely. We're excited about this community-wide event that we have each year, and it's the Power of Giving Drive. It's called Be a Hero, Help a Hero. And you can be a hero by donating blood with LifeSouth Community Blood Center. And then also we have partnered with the Veterans Home and Bay Minette. They are in need of different supplies, snacks, hygiene items, as well as clothing items. And we'll be collecting those as well throughout the day tomorrow for our blood drive from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at our Summerdale Training Center. Just in Summerdale off of Highway 59 on Couch Plant Road.
You know, I just visited the William F. Green Center yesterday, Mark, for the first time. One of those things that you drive by a lot. You know it's over there, but so I got a chance to interview some of the residents there for our Veterans Day program, special program coming up on Friday. What a place. I'm sure they've got some needs, but at the same time, that thing is... It's a beautiful facility, and even the residents that I talked to had nothing but great things to say about the William F. Green Veterans Home.
They do a fabulous job over there. In fact, not long ago, we have a community leave program where we allow our employees to do community projects throughout the year, at least one day a year for each employee. And we had a number of employees go to the Veterans Home not long ago to do some touch-up painting and everything. And they also had some replacement of the carpet. So we were able to participate in that, and our linemen and other office employees thoroughly enjoyed that opportunity. So this is a great opportunity for us to give back in two different ways.
Mm-hmm.
One is to stock the chefs with much needed supply of blood, and then also help out our veterans for the fine job they have done for us. It's a way to give back to them.
Yeah, I love that you're combining the two.
Yeah,
and
me too.
It seems, you know, there's plenty of times throughout the year where the report goes out that they're low on blood, you know, and that's obviously a necessity. I mean, we have so many different hospitals in our area, and I don't know if there are fewer people giving blood now than there used to be, but you had a great stat I was reading earlier, every pint of blood collected has the potential to save 3 lives. That is something else, and folks can give tomorrow.
They certainly can, and we always have a great turnout. LifeSouth always says our drive is one of the biggest drives in the county, and that's due to the support of the community in coming out and giving blood. LifeSouth's wonderful to work with, and we need to have that blood supply available for our hospitals for the surgeries and major, you know, accidents and injuries that occur. So luckily we haven't had a natural disaster of any kind for the needed supply of blood, but there are other times that blood is desperately needed, and this is one time that we can help and do that.
I can tell you, LifeSouth is a class act. Dalton, I was out there and got a kind of a tutorial about LifeSouth and what they do, and I think one of the things that one of the big talking points for them is that the blood stays local. If you give to LifeSouth, yeah. It's correct, Mark? Am I right on that?
You are absolutely correct. It is supporting the local hospitals in this area. So the blood that is collected stays right here in Baldwin County. Yep. So that's one reason we like to partner with LifeSouth.
Yeah.
So I hope everybody will come out. And once you donate blood, you put your name in a drawing for a $100 Visa gift card. I think everybody could use that, mm-hmm. right?
Yes, no doubt. So 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow, the Summerdale location for Baldwin EMC, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., got to be 17 or older. So technically, I mean, you're in your 18th annual year of doing this now. The blood drive could give blood if it had to, and it will. So 17 years of age or older, in good health, at least 110 pounds, and have that photo ID. So tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., again, the Summerdale location. Mark, we really appreciate your time this morning, and thank you so much for doing this blood drive once again, but also helping out the veterans there at William F. Green Veterans Home.
It's a great way to give back. And guys, thank you for everything you do. Y'all do a wonderful job.
Thank you, Mark. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Bye now.
All right, Mark Ingram there. And, yeah, y'all check that out. We'll post this up on our social media so you can have a better look at it, too. We have a lot of texts as we were in the last couple segments discussing what went wrong for Republicans on the national stage last night. You had losses for Republicans on the ballot in Ohio, and you also had Beshear winning re-election in Kentucky, Democrat governor, and in Virginia, the Democrats flipped the House and maintained control of the Senate despite having a GOP governor. Rock and Roll Doctor said, went to Louisville last month to see Colter Wall. Nice, that's awesome. Stayed in a nearby downtown neighborhood home of a friend. Beshear signs out the yin-yang, 30-1 over Daniels. I know yard signs aren't a true representation of vote totals, but ... And yet, you know, that's another instance here where, like Dan was talking about with Virginia, and you have these big cities that go from lean left to strong left, and then all of these rural areas that surround it that are generally leaning right, at the very least.
Yeah.
Same thing in Kentucky. You look at Louisville, and it is about as left as you get in any city. They keep talking about Kentucky being in the South. Yeah, okay, technically. And none of us down here really feel that way, right?
And Lexington as well, where the University of Kentucky is.
Yeah, and I don't know what the numbers are in Lexington. How far left? I mean, usually university towns are left, but you look at the rest of Kentucky, and I know I have family up there, and it is generally pretty far right. So you see how things go in those states. Let's see. Roy in Spanish Fort said, I think if you look at their platforms from the mid-70s of the Democrats, Republicans, and Libertarian parties, it is very obvious the Libertarians are winning. I mean, the Libertarians aren't winning like their races that they're in, except for maybe Rand Paul, if you consider him a libertarian. But I guess maybe you're saying their policies that libertarians kind of, you know, do what you want.
Leave me alone.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that for sure. Jerry in Fort Morgan says, if I'm not mistaken, let's see here, once it loads up here. If I'm not mistaken, the Ohio law will allow the murder of a child up to the 9th month. Is that true? I haven't delved into what the what passed in Ohio last night as far as putting abortion on.
Yeah, this is in their constitution now, right?
It's in their constitution. I didn't see whether there was a line there. Mm-hmm. 9 months, that would be absolutely insane. I mean, I've told told my story, and I'm sure it's similar to so many others, that for the longest time, I was kind of, I was ambivalent on the whole abortion thing. I was saying, you know, I'm not a female. I'm not a woman. I don't really, you know, it should, I at the time was like, it should be up to them. But then you have kids, or in my case, you know, we look at that first ultrasound when they're very, very, very young, you know, mm-hmm. just, you know, I don't remember where the first one you look at, 14 weeks, 16 weeks, some, yeah. maybe a little bit past that, but you can see them in there.
Yeah,
you can see a, sure. You can see a human. And yeah, that completely shifted my opinion on that for sure. Todd, talking about voting security, said, how about putting the serial number on the voting ballot? Listen, there are so many things they could do to ensure that voting was all on the up and up, that only legal votes were counting, and that there wasn't any kind of funny business going on. But we've seen over and over again that they just completely refused to do any of that. So I'm saying at this point, Republicans need to start playing the game a different way. They need to start playing the game a different way, because they're going to keep losing elections in these purple and blue states and districts over and over again.
Got a nice affirming text from C.B. Carl, who says, you are correct about William F. Green. Not only is it great, but the people working there are always very friendly. It was always nice to visit, who is now a late Marine World War II veteran friend there. Yeah, my first time to William F. Green, it will not be my last. I had a chance to conduct a couple of interviews with a couple of gentlemen, one that's 102 years old.
Wow.
And he in the moment, really, he can't hear so well. That inhibits him a little bit, but for the
most
part...
I'll let that slide. He's 102.
Yeah, no kidding. But a couple of great guys. You'll learn more about them on Friday morning. We'll play some of those interviews down at the Veterans Day Parade. Yeah. And that's... But I again, William F. Green just surpassed any... I don't know what my expectations were, really, but it was fantastic.
And Dan, you always walk around in high spirits, and I noticed yesterday when you came back, you were in even higher spirits after visiting
really?
William F. Green.
That's how I felt.
Yeah.
It was like, are there more? Can I talk to more? Can I stay longer? They were really, really humbling, and they are heroes as well. One of the guys I talked to was a pilot, and the plane crashed.
Mm.
I mean, and somewhere, and I'll have to recount the story, but I'm somewhere a long way from here, for sure, during about 1942 in the Pacific. It was an incredible story, and he's the most God-fearing, thankful, happy man you'll ever meet.
Wow. That's amazing. I can't wait to hear that interview. A couple more texts, and we'll get to Jeff here on the other side. This texter says, many say the problem is ineffective Ronna McDaniel. Yeah, I don't doubt that. Matt said, Dan, you said it best. The Mason-Dixon line folks don't count with regards to Trump support. As usual, it's going to come down to those six swing states where I doubt he has gained any voters back that he lost in 2020. Well, Matt, that's been the big news the last 2 days, and that's why people are calling for Biden to hop off the ballot. It's these polls show Trump ahead in five of those six swing states, mm-hmm. and only behind by two in the one that he's losing.
Yeah, that was the story yesterday,
and that's why I think Gavin Newsom is going to be the Democrat candidate. And judging by last night's results, I think Gavin Newsom has a really good shot at being the next president.
Yep.
I don't know. I could look like a fool when all this is said and done, but it just really seems to me that things are trending in that direction.
Here's the thing, Dalton. You can look like a fool because you go out on a limb and you say things that may or may not occur. I look like a fool and I don't really say anything. So that's I'm just a fool. I just listen to you.
Oh, yeah. So it's my fault.
No. 849 FM Talk 106.5 Dan and Dalton and chat with Jeff Poore. Straight ahead.
Call Ascension Technologies today for information on video surveillance products that can help keep both your physical and digital assets safe. For a free assessment and site visit, call 243-4224. Local IT and security. Ascension Technologies, AESBL license number 2223.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect fog this morning, then becoming partly cloudy with highs in the lower 80s. Tonight, areas of fog with lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, morning fog, then becoming partly cloudy with afternoon temperatures around 80 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm sitting here with Chris Francis, board-certified master arborist at Chris Francis Tree Care. I've had Chris and his crew do work for me, and I was extremely pleased. Chris, tell people what they can expect when they call your company.
Thanks, Dalton. Well, we have humans that answer the phones, not computers. We have a full office staff that handles scheduling, answering questions, and providing customer service. We have a team of arborists that come to your site and provide estimates and consultations. Multiple crews of highly trained people with uniforms, personal protective equipment, and all the training to do their work in a safe and professional manner.
What kind of training are we talking about?
Too much to list, but everything including CPR, first aid, chainsaw safety, electrical hazards, pruning, felling techniques, equipment, aerial rescue, arboricultural classes, conferences. I mean, just too much to list here.
Oh, that's a lot. How can folks get in touch with you?
Best way is to call 251-FOR. T-R-E-E, spells 437-8733.
That's Chris Francis Tree Care.
At Diva Medicare, we make Medicare easier than finding a football fan in Alabama. That's because our local agents are part of your community, and we're experts in helping you explore your Medicare options. Visit VivaHealth.com/Medicare to learn more about our Medicare Advantage plans. Diva Medicare is an HMO plan with a Medicare contract and a contract with the Alabama Medicaid Agency. Enrollment in Diva Medicare depends on contract renewal. Learn more at VivaHealth.com/Medicare.
And if anyone had to transfer money from their parent or someone who left them something as a beneficiary, they know that that process can be very painful.
Martha Underwood had a nearly tragic experience happen with her parents. It led her to start her company, Prism. She'll be this month's Business Alabama Magazine Deep Dive. Listen Wednesday, 7 p.m. with replays Saturday, 2 p.m. and Sunday, 7 p.m. or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
It's time to get real with Shannon Hesse, the qualifying broker at Wise Living Real Estate. We're talking multi-generational home buying. And exactly what is that?
Well, Dan, it's something that makes me laugh because I cannot imagine living in a house with my family for the rest of my life. And they would probably say the very same thing about me.
Yeah, it'd be a tie.
But a lot of people do it. When you're doing multi-gen living, it allows people to purchase a much larger home than they could probably afford on their own because you're leveraging combined income, credit, and down payment. And then, you know, the other thing is if you live with your siblings, parents, or even your grandparents, I mean, you can save money on living costs, utilities. You've got built-in childcare if you have children at home. And, you know, you get to see your family every day, which could or could not be the best thing ever. So it just depends.
I got you loud and clear. Shannon, multi-generational housing, now we know. And it's time to get real with Shannon Hesse. She's the qualifying broker at Wise Living Real Estate. Find out more about Shannon at mybaldwinagent.com.
Friendly All-In Credit Union traffic center now I-10 eastbound around a 32-mile marker right before you get to the Causeway exit. You've got an accident slowing up traffic quite a bit. And also, we've got the vehicle fire right by Ralph and Cuckoo's on the Causeway. Fire department blocking part of the roadway there. Classic hits, cocktails, and craft beer options come alive every night at Mobile's Only Piano Bar, the Royal Street Tavern at the Battle House Hotel. Enjoy regional brews and handcrafted cocktails with the music of John David Anthony, the co-founder of Wet Willie, tonight. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Morning from Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5, 854. Headed to the 9 o'clock hour where Jeff Forth takes the stage. And Jeff joins us right now to preview a show and go over a couple of items. Jeff, how are you doing?
Doing well under circumstances. But thanks for having me on.
Hey, you got it. Jeff, and I'm sure you'll discuss, at least in passing, the elections from last night. That's kind of been our topic of conversation this morning. And in a way, continuing a conversation you and Sean were having, is what effect or was last night a preview of what we'll see next year when many, many more states go to the ballot and we vote on the president? Pete says, how does Kentucky handily elect Republicans statewide for attorney general, Secretary of State? You also have the two senators that are sent to D.C., but then elect any Democrat statewide. Something else is at work. And, you know, Reeves won re-election in Mississippi. To me, that looks like it's the only win for Republicans last night.
Yeah, I think that's right. It wasn't a good night for Republicans by any stretch of the imagination. There's no sugarcoating it. I don't know that Daniel Cameron had much of a shot against Beshear. Anyway, I thought that race really tightened at the end, and it became close, but it was still there was still odd. The odds were still leaning toward the Democrat. Two things I'd say. I don't know. A lot of people try to tie this to Trump and Daniel Cameron's associated with Trump. I don't know that that's the case. And number two, just what about the Republican National Committee infrastructure here? I mean, there's some real deficiencies, I think, that need to be talked about. So that's two things I think they got to look at coming out of this.
Yeah, and the next great Republican candidate, Glenn Youngkin, fell on his face last night. Democrats,
things fell on his face all around him, right?
Yeah, Democrats take the Senate or take the House up there and kept the Senate. Youngkin was supposed to be this next great politician.
Yeah, and now he's kind of a sort of a lame duck. It'll be interesting what he does going forward. Let's face it, whenever Virginia elects one of these governors during a Democrat presidency, it is a reaction to the Democrat presidency. That was true with Bob McDonnell. It's true with Glenn Youngkin. And I think people got a little too high on the Glenn Youngkin supply, if you will.
You have one current candidate that will be joining you on the show today and one former statewide candidate. Who do you have coming up?
Yeah, Dick Brubaker, who was formally declared. We're going to get the other candidates on best we can. And we got, obviously, our weekly regular Joey Clark, but Lindy Blanchard, the former ambassador to Slovenia, will also be with us.
You know, it's interesting. We've got, through your show, we have a pretty good idea of where Dick Brubaker stands on most anything, because he's on your show once a week or so, right, Jeff? He has been for a while. He's been one of these guys that hasn't ever gone away. He's stuck around.
Yeah, and I've been kind of using him in my rotation ever since he left the Senate in 2018. I've been in radio since 2019. So he's always been willing to do it, and now you kind of know who he is, what he stands for.
Yeah,
and it'll be interesting hearing Lindy talk with you as well with the debate tonight. Five candidates, no Trump. Does it mean anything? And would love to hear her take on some of these national races.
Yeah, she's definitely in the Trump camp. Interested in that. Then obviously we'll talk foreign policy, given her ambassador's role in the Trump administration.
Yeah, she was an ambassador to
Slovenia.
Okay. Yeah, so I know she had some opinions on Ukraine and all that, for sure.
All right, Jeff, looking forward to your show coming up here in just a few minutes, and thanks for coming on with us today.
Thank you for having me on.
And Jeff Poor and the Jeff Poor Show on the way, and also a reminder, here on out, we are busy this week here at FM Talk 106.5. Sean Sullivan will be live out at USS Alabama at Battleship Memorial Park today for Midday Mobile, followed at 1 o'clock by Tom Claxton and Scuttlebutt Network here on this Veterans Day week.
Of course.
Tomorrow afternoon, Sean will be live at Fossack Tires. They have a Veterans Day promotion. And then on Friday morning, Dan and myself and Mobile Mornings live from the Mobile Civic Center parking lot as we get you prepared for the Mobile Veterans Day Parade.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time down there for sure. 8:59 FM Talk 106.5, Dan and Dalton and Mobile Mornings. And again, we'll talk tomorrow beginning at 6 a.m.